Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So welcome, everybody. Our guest for today's show is one bundle of joy. If she's quiet, there is something wrong. A passionate journalist, a great cook, a very caring friend for a lot of people, an amazing wife, and my best friend. She's currently the only woman crime reporter, non-Telugu speaking, among the dailies in Hyderabad. Working her way out in the male-dominated fabric in a predominantly Telugu-speaking city. Please welcome Aditi Malik. Aditi, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. Sincerely, I'm so genuinely thank you. I cannot imagine this is happening, actually. We've been planning on this for a long time, right? Your plan, your leave getting cancelled, and...
Tell me about it. And I don't really know how what to say about the being a good cook and a good
well,
wife.
Well, we enjoy the food. Well, we all know you are a good wife, so why not? We don't have complaints from him.
My mom will be very proud.
Yeah, of course she will be, right? Welcome again. So, bachelor's in commerce... And from
the
there to journalism.
It's like a common question even during the interviews. Like the moment
I'm
they
sure.
Yeah, the moment they see my resume, they are like, okay, bachelor's, commerce, and then suddenly jumping to journalism and beach me somewhere, I'll be doing shorthand and, you know, what you call stenography I was doing.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very different change of profession. So it's very random, actually. Like after BCom, there was, you know, 1 year I was just preparing for this competitive exams.
Mm-hmm.
Bank, PO, even I tried for CRPF also.
Right.
So nothing was really working out. It was like one or two marks and
mm-hmm.
it was very demoralized. I was very demoralized and mom was also like, you know, if you don't want to study any further, should we, you know, look for any... guys and all that.
Shadi.
Wala topic. So I was like, okay, now this will go out of hand if I don't do anything like immediately.
Yeah.
So I had two, three things in mind. One was interior designing. I wanted to do that. But parents were not too comfortable with that. But they finally was like, okay, kuch kar lo.
Mm-hmm.
Chal jayega. Then hotel management, I was thinking. And journalism. That was my third option. Like the last option.
Right.
So before I applied for one what we call hotel management course in Pune and IIJNM in
right.
Bangalore
right.
For journalism. So I got through journalism. So that's how I joined. So
mm-hmm.
when we went there and you know the interview as an so there was an interview session with the vice dean of the college
right.
and she was asking me and she was like, you don't seem to be very clear about, you know, being journalist in your life. That was the first thing she told me.
Right.
Okay. And she also said that because that was a sudden decision I took.
Right.
So I was not very aware of the current affairs as well. So she was like, you don't seem to be very prepared to be a journalist in that way. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people come here for passion.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, it was not my first option. But yeah, I really want to learn and move ahead with it. But if you can teach me and if I become a journalist, that's the, you know, achievement for you, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. I just dropped the ball to there. basically just you know aap decide karo kya karna hai type ka.
And then the rest is history and you got into journalism.
I got into journalism.
Wow.
But even my mom and I were very skeptical about it, that whether we will get the, I'll get the admission there.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got it, it was like, okay.
So how was your parents' reaction when you told them you're going to do journalism? Because journalism is not a very, you know, sought after.
So I'll say that my sister made it very easy for me because she was she's an engineer. Okay, so as you as people say, no, first child is a project and second child is like, you know, just go ahead and do your dreams and live your dreams, beta.
Right.
Sort of. So my sister took all the weight on her. You know, she's the ghar ka, what you call, ladka or you know, son, my father's son basically. She's taking care of most of the EMIs and everything. So, but even when I was joining IIJNM, it was like huge amount of money which my father has to pay.
Right.
And that particular year was the year my father was going to retire.
Okay.
So, I was like, okay, let me just give a call to my father and have a conversation with him that, you know, is it okay if I join journalism now? Or else I can go ahead and do it with Pune University or somewhere, you know, where it will be cheaper.
Right, right.
But my father seemed to be very supportive in that way. He was like, no, fine, go ahead. But, you know, try not to quit in between because we are paying 4-5 lakhs. So I was like, haan, theek hai.
Well, that's not bad. That's not a bad reaction given how journalists are perceived in this country as in, you know, they're not respected as a profession.
Yeah.
Honestly, in a middle class family, it's not a very well respected.
So my parents, they also knew that I'm never going to do anything which is mainstream like engineering, doctor, you know. And even when I was preparing for bank PO exam, it was because my parents were saying that you'll be settling down, you know, it's a government job.
Right.
But I always used to feel that bank mein jaake, who works, dude? Like, it's I go there and I get bored. Like, I enter there and I just yawn like, it's so boring. Like, that sort of, it's so boring. I'm like, I cannot work there.
Right.
So, it was somewhere in back of my head, it was always there that I cannot work in a 9-to-5 job, office kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
So, the moment I got a job and it was not 9-to-5, you know, kind of job in
environment.
Environment. It was not a corporate environment. So I really enjoyed it. Like,
wow,
you know, anytime they will get, you know, it's like they can kick you out of your bed anytime and say that, go, there's a serious thing happening in that part of the city. You have to go now.
Right.
So it's like a, you know, exciting job. None of my days are same. Some days I'll be chilling at home, like, because there is so less crime in the city that there'll be hardly 4 copies out. Or someday I'll be super busy since I, you know, the moment I wake up, I'll be working till night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So.
I know, whenever I call you up, you're like, oh, can we talk later? I'm really busy today. There's some fire incident and this and that. Oh God, it's such So how do your parents react to your profession now? Now that they see your articles on the front page, sometimes it goes in the national newspaper front page. Do they feel, I'm sure there is a definite big pride smile on each of your parents' faces, but how do they react now?
So initially, I'll start from the beginning, like how they reacted to when I So basically what happened when I was working with the News Minute, I was covering all the beats. Okay,
correct.
Like specifically not one beat. I was doing feature stories. I was doing civic issues.
Right.
Crime was also part of it. Mostly, but I enjoy writing features.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to write a lot of long form there.
Right.
So I used to send the links to my parents. Then I got a job with, when I got a job with Times of India, they offered me crime reporting.
Right.
So first thing when I told my colleagues or my friends, they were like, oh, wow, crime is a, you know, huge.
It is.
Yeah, it's a huge thing for a woman to get crime because they fight for those kind of beats, but not many women can actually, you know, manage or what we call, they get
follow
get
through.
It. Yeah, they get it from the, they have to fight for it or they don't get so, you know, easily they don't get crime beat. But it was a very easy for me because they wanted somebody for crime beat,
right.
The third person, third team member.
Right.
So I just got it fell into my laps. So it was pretty exciting, but I was also very skeptical because, you know, I have never particularly handled one bead.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I told my parents, they really freaked out that why crime? Why don't you, you know, take something more feature, or you can write really well feature. You enjoy writing long forms. Why don't you take
page
feature?
Three.
You know, yeah. What you call, why can't you go work in Hyderabad Times rather, you know, where you can meet film stars and all that. My sister has been asking me that, mujhe milwao tum, what is his name, the Bahubali hero?
Rana Dagupati.
No.
Prabhas.
Oh God, she's crazy. Her phone screen, you know, wallpaper is Prabhas, and every time she comes, she's like, why are you even journalist if you can't, you know, introduce me to Prabhas? I'm like, I'm not a entertained journalism.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not an entertainment journalist. I'm a crime reporter.
Correct.
So I don't get to meet him. I get to meet all those, you know, oldies, grumpy and cranky police officials. So that's what. So my parents were a little freaked out when they heard that, you know, it's a crime and all that. And initially they were, you know, they will never say no to me, but they can't because I'm here and they are in West Bengal. So
Right. Basically
they can't do anything. But she was, for at least a week, I remember she was telling me, ask them to change the beat. I'm like, no, I'm never going to do that. It's
right.
a, you know, a huge break in the career. I'm never going to do that. So she was like, okay, fine. Finally, she accepted. And then I, you know, convinced her by saying that, see, commissioner's number is in a speed dial. She team and all that is like, you know, I know all the ACPs and DCPs. If I give them a call, I'll always get the help. I get things done. Then I have told them so many stories about how I have helped a few people. Like some of the domestic violence cases which
right.
comes, I put them in touch with right people,
right.
public prosecutors and everything. So, then they are like, haan, theek hai. No, she's doing fine. She's doing good. Okay, whatever she's doing good.
Right.
So, also, I was very famous in my family for being very fickle-minded. Like, not sticking to one thing.
One thing, yes.
So, she was very happy that, you know, for such a long time, I have been now, it's been, you know, 2 to 3 years. And continuing in the same profession without being distracted by outside sources. This is interesting. I should
let
go.
Let me try them.
So she has been.
So how do your parents react? What are your parents' reactions when they see front page?
Front page, yeah. Like, for example, if I say that it's a Hyderabad edition, I got front page. So my mom, she will, you know, they have family groups, right?
Right, right.
So they usually, she sends the link there and say that, you know, she got a front page there. If I get a front page in all edition or selected edition, other state editions, so that time she will call all the state where our relatives stay and the,
right,
you
right.
know, paper where front page my byline
right.
came. So she will call them and say that please check it out and stuff.
That's...
One or two newspapers she already has, you know, kept somewhere, you know. Koi bhi ghar mein aata, she will just, see my daughter's front
that's
page.
That's so
story.
Sweet. That's so sweet. That's awesome. So how do you feel with the whole work, with the crime beat? You've changed from, as you said, in the news minute, you used to work for a lot of beats, and then suddenly one particular beat that too, it's not a very happy beat, you know, it's not, it's death, it's crime, it's nastiness. So how do you enjoy your work? Does it give you job satisfaction and contentment rather?
It does. It does not. It's like my PMSing periods, honestly. Like, some days I'm very happy with my work and, you know, the whole crime thing. It gives
right.
me a, you know, energy that, yeah, something has happened. I have to do and investigate and figure it out. I have to do
right.
something, sort of. And some days I just want to be at home and, you know, just write about cakes and cats. That's it. So my feature journalist, you know, inside me boils up sometimes and I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I'll just go to my boss and I'll say that I'm going to Karimnagar to feature interview you know, bunch of youngsters who are doing YouTube this thing, you know, feature. So I'll say that now they have given me the freedom
right.
to also write features. So I have calmed down a bit. But yes, I have enjoyed crime itself is, you know, it's a huge topic. So there are a lot of department which comes under crime.
Right.
So, and there are three reporters in our office. But mostly what, initially, I was very scared of the fact that, you know, that I got a crime beat and how will I go ahead with it. I was very clueless. I started with a, what we call, multimedia website.
Right.
And I moved to newspaper. People usually do the opposite.
Right.
Because in newspaper, you get time, you get a time and you learn things and then you move somewhere else.
Yes.
So here they were expecting me to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was already a reporter with the News Minute. And so there was no way to train, basically.
Right.
And honestly, I had two more members in my crime beat. But hardly any help. Like, I told them that, you know, put me in other groups, WhatsApp groups where you get alerts and, you know, tell some. I went to different commissionerates also to, you know, include me in the WhatsApp group, email groups and all that.
Right.
So it doesn't happen all the time.
So you're up to date, basically.
To get all the information,
all
basically.
The information, yeah.
Now, there, it's a competition for them, right? So,
correct.
Yeah, that even from the same office also, it will be a competition for them as well, I understand. It's a tough world. So, okay, fine. Nobody trained me. So I can proudly say that, yeah, I self-learned a lot of things. I took help from other reporters,
right.
Senior reporters, junior reporters who have been in crime reporting for quite some time. And then, of course, Mithun helped me a lot in, you know,
right.
Brainstorming and all that. And also, I'll say initially, bosses were pretty helpful in that way. They were like, you can come and discuss story ideas and a lot of things. But sometimes it can get overwhelming also. Like,
yes.
Like there have been a time when in a week, I think I attended four or five funerals,
right,
like death
right,
side.
Right.
So it was pretty, it took a toll. I'll not lie that, you know, this job doesn't have a, what we call, negative effect on you. It does. Sometimes you get really depressed for no reason. Like, you just see so many things that, you know, you just can't get over the, the negativity.
True.
And you also become very attuned to, very comfortable with few things, which you know. For example, mortuary. Like,
right.
After a point, I think the mortuary smell doesn't get me any, you know, like, I feel very pukish or feel very sick. No, it doesn't make any effect on me nowadays.
Wow.
I'll just go inside the mortuary.
Hmm.
Like, okay, fine. It's okay. So those kind of things which I never wanted to be comfortable in, I have become very comfortable.
I know, it's. I mean, you're saying that in a light mood, but I can imagine a lot of people who are listening to us can imagine that mortuary or anything related to such a grimace is never a good thing or never fun to be around. So, like, you were just talking about how you have 3, 4, 5 funerals and so much of crime that you see. How do you deal with that? As you said, some days are very bad for you, some days are good, but during these bad days, what makes you go pushing for the work and in your life as such? What is the drive?
So one thing which I will say is that, you know, if I don't do, who will? Because most of the people in, like, in Hyderabad, at least the journalists I am meeting,
you know,
the kind of reporting which is being done,
mm-hmm.
is all about what he said, she said.
Right.
Okay. It's about what the kind of scoops you get from the department, some sensational cases going and you get a scoop about that, you know, that this official did this or, you know, this information they have gotten.
Right.
So that's because you're close to the department and
mm-hmm.
you get this information.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stories which I have done, it's not, the information did not come from the police.
Mm-hmm.
It came from outside sources. And
okay.
at the end of the story, I got a quote from police saying that, you know, what is this? This is an issue going on in the department. What do
mm-hmm.
you have to say?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that it is important that if you're writing the, you're writing about what the establishment, like the government has to say, that's a good, okay, that's also one kind of reporting.
Right.
But there's another kind of reporting, there's another kind of journalism, which is like, you know, what people are saying about the government, and you go ahead and prove your theory.
Right.
So sometimes we prove our own theory, and sometimes it's correct when you know.
Correct.
When you get an idea, it
goes
right, you know, the direction you want to, and sometimes it doesn't work out. It's a part of life, basically.
Correct.
So that's what I feel, that if I don't do it, then who will? Very few. I'll say in Telangana, very few reporters are doing it. TNM is one, you know, which are doing good job with that, you know, they're anti-establishment, or, you know, they're semi-anti-establishment in that way. But I'll say that most of the reporters, they still go ahead with this day saying that, you know, okay, aaj ka din khatam hone do, we'll see what happens next day.
Wow.
So it does happen. Of course, it's a very long journey. It's 365 days. Not all 365 days I'm active, honestly.
Right, of course.
So,
Nobody can be.
Yes. So there are some stories which are bread and butter stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get the daily development and you get special stories out of the department or people. Some are investigative in nature, which you enjoy doing. Some are feature in nature. So you can divide your work in that way. So I feel that drives me, you know, to get back again to, like, for example, a week, I'll take, you know, 1 week will be very slow news day for me. So I'll work on something feature, which makes me feel happy. When I write a feature story, I feel very happy and also they have told me that, you know, if you're writing feature story, there is no word limit, go ahead and write.
Nice.
So I wrote one day 1,000 words. They got really annoyed. Like, okay, Aditi, I know that we have told you to write, you know, as much as you can, but thoda. Like, it's newspaper, not a magazine. So
right,
yeah, but they usually don't restrict me when I'm writing a feature, which is very recently that has happened after the new RE came in, resident editor who joined TOI Hyderabad Bureau. So he has been encouraging, you know, you can think out of the box, think out of your beat. So I get to report on other topics as well. So I can change few things in my, schedule. So it's
in fact, I wanted to talk to you about these other beats. Recently, you went to Prakasham District. You went to cover a young group. People who did YouTube.
Karim
you were
Nagar.
Just Karim Nagar.
Yes.
You went to Karim Nagar district.
Yeah.
You did a sort of story on. Would you like to discuss? I remember how excited you were about the whole thing, and we talked on that particular topic for days together.
Yeah.
And I would love our listeners to, you know, hear that story and share about them.
Sure, it was pretty amazing. Like, when I went there, I had, you know, just no, I didn't pre-plant anything. I just wanted to go there and see them as raw as possible. And we got that. Like, it was a random day we went there. It was a weekend we went there. And it was like a jalsa. Okay, the story was about my village show. People can check it out on YouTube.
Okay.
They are pretty good all the videos are in Telugu. I'm not a Telugu person.
Right.
But some of the videos which has subtitles were actually pretty funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I read about them, two of them through Kiki Challenge.
Uh-huh.
There was one Kiki Challenge which became really famous.
Yes.
Two guys in, you know, Telangana village with bullock carts. They were, you know, what we call doing Kiki Challenge and all that became really famous.
Uh-huh.
Those are the guys who were, working with
My village show.
One of them are co-founder of the, channel.
Uh-huh.
The channel has over 70K subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. And 70K, I think, yeah. Yeah. So they also were called pretty often for YouTube fests and all that. And they got good ranks and all. They have pretty good famous fan followings and all. So there is one woman, she is around 60s or 70s.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Gangava.
Okay.
Okay. So her house is like a jalsa.
Uh-huh.
People from other village, they come there and they meet her as if like she's some celebrity.
Wow.
So it's really excited me that, you know, how they are, they have become celebrity from village. Okay,
in
like
their own world.
In their own world, they are celebrities. And they don't behave like Amitabh Bachchan ke ghar pe, you know, you go to the terrace and just wave at people. She comes out, she will make tea for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they will pass on mango, what you call, plates. And they will have tea.
Wow.
So that was the thing.
Very simple.
Very simple. And that particular moment caught, you know, like, I just picturized that and I wrote my introduction of the story. That how these people who were unknown to rest of the world, to the state, to the village itself, like to the district itself.
Right.
Now, some of the people from US, UK also know them, Dubai and all that. From Telugus who are in Dubai, who are in abroad based right now. When they see those kind of videos, they can relate to it.
Yes.
It's a typical Telugu few things which they have made, like, you know, these are the problems of villages. And the way they show how quirky, in a quirky way, that village problems are, like, they face.
Right.
Like, as simple as a paper boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the paper, newspaper boy.
Right.
Like, how hard his life is in a village. Like, very simple topic. Like, people are asking him, how much for 1 kg? He's like, I am not taking newspaper. Okay. So those kind of things. Like, people don't understand what is the use of that. So when I spoke to these, what you call youngsters, group of youngsters, I realized that all of them were well settled. Some were preparing for competitive exam. One was assistant professor. The founder was assistant professor in an engineering college.
Right.
Was earning pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
One was middle, what you call, primary or secondary school teacher, or, you know, government school. So they were pretty well settled for their village, you know. For village people, you know, like, why do you leave your job and do this, basically? Right?
Right.
They left their job and this is what they do now. They just, you know, work towards their passion.
Mm-hmm.
That we want to do video logs. We want to make, you know. And they just don't talk about village issues.
Mm-hmm.
They have covered topics like after exam suicide, student suicide, exams, how exams are being taken in village, how we can, you know, overcome the stress. So they have the power to actually spread awareness through comedy and humor. And I think they are doing it, and they can go to that direction, you know, if they want, slowly they can move that direction. And I thought that that story is pretty amazing in that way, because 4 or 5, you know, youngsters quitting their job and doing a, taking a very huge step towards something, you know, they unknown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And they are utilizing the social media like anything. They have, they are earning now from YouTube. Like, they earn around 40,000-50,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they divide the money. And Gangava, for example.
Wow.
Gangava, she was a daily wage laborer and she was a farmer. She has to do both the works to actually earn and, what you call, survive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now she's not doing it.
Now she earns from
YouTube.
Wow.
And she just once in a while go helps his, her son in, what you call,
farming.
Field basically, whenever she wants. Okay, and she has a luxury to do that. She's old. How long she's gonna, you know,
work like that,
right? So when I see Gangava, I feel that, yeah, she is one example that, you know, people, how they could change their profession even now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never too late to do, try new things.
Definitely.
Never. Yeah, and it's like they always, if you talk to Gangava, okay, we don't understand the language. Gangava can only speak Telugu, I can speak only Hindi or English.
Yes.
Right? But the way she...
Bengali.
Yes, that's a khichdi Bengali, I'll say. But yeah. she's so expressive. Like, her face, the way she talks, I can actually make out the gist of what she's saying.
Okay.
And honestly, they don't give her any dialogues. It's quick. Like, they say that she's natural.
Wow.
The founder, the what you call script writer, doesn't make any script for Gangava. They're just basic things they say. This is what is it about.
This is
what you have to say to this person. You say it in whatever way you want. And that's natural. The kind of natural acting comes out of her.
Right.
it's amazing. Yeah, and you won't believe 2 or 3 of them have actually been approached by Tollywood, directors, producers, actors, to work with them.
Right.
So it is a good news, which I think it's a really nice, and they, really nice story for people to know that, you know, there are other options in your life.
Right.
And it's never too late to actually experiment.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. We are building a community, an ecosystem, a space where there will only be understanding in between our differences. Our differences are something that brings us closer, and our understanding bonds us. By being patient towards one another, we can enrich our lives. Keep listening. Keep tuned in. Let's grow together. Thank you once again. Take care.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.